The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Thursday, 13th of May, 2010. Ted, I would like to read something to you, and then I want you to tell me who wrote this. Now, this was George Washington's surrender. The Confessions of General Cornwallis to General Washington at Yorktown has been well hidden by historians. Now, Jonathan Williams recorded in his Legions of Satan, 1781, that Cornwallis revealed to Washington that a holy war will now begin on America. And when it is ended, America will be supposedly the citadel of freedom, but her millions will unknowingly be loyal subjects to the crown. Cornwallis went on to explain what would seem to be self-contradiction. Your churches will be used to teach the Jewish religion, and in less than 200 years, the whole nation will be working for the divine world government. That government, they believe to be divine, will be the British Empire. All religions will be permeated with Judaism without even being noticed by the masses, and they will be under the invisible, all-seeing eye of the grand architect of Freemasonry. And indeed, George Washington himself was a Mason, and he gave back, through a false religion, what he had won with his army. And just for the record, folks, yeah, George Washington was a Mason, but later on in life, he decried the fact, and he had nothing to do with the Masonic organizations. Now, quoting again, Cornwallis knew that his military defeat was only the beginning of world catastrophe, I'll get this out, that would be universal, and that unrest would continue until mind control could be accomplished through a false religion. What he predicted has come to pass. A brief sketch of American religious history has been Masonry infused into every church in America with their veiled phallic religion. Darby and the Plymouth Brethren brought a Jewish Christianity to America. Masons Rutherford and Russell started Jehovah Witnesses. Judaism, which is now worldwide with their message of the divine kingdom. Mason Joseph Smith started Mormon Judaism with its Jewish teaching of millennialism. At the turn of the 20th century, there appeared the Scofield Bible with a Jewish interpretation of the prophecies. With wide use of this helpful aid, all the American churches has silently become synagogues. We now have Baptist Jews, Methodist Jews, Church of Good Jews, apostate Catholic Jews, and many Protestant Jews throughout America. We are aliens in our own country because of false religion. All are praying for divine deliverance into that divine government, which Cornwallis knew to be the British Empire. And it's obviously bigger than that. A false religion has been used to deceive us into the allegiance to our enemies of Yorktown and Bunker Hill. Not a gun has been fired, but the invisible and malignant process of conquering America with the Jews' religion has gone unabated. The Union Jack has been planted in our hearts with the religious deception. All has happened legally, constitutionally, freely, and completely within our most sacred trust, our churches. Religious deception is painless inoculation against truth. It cannot be removed from the conscience with surgery, yet it is the motivator of our actions and directly controls our lives. Once man gives over to false religion, he is no longer rational because he originates no thought. His life is controlled by whomever controls his religion. Now, I have one more paragraph on this, and then I want to ask you, who wrote this? We'll be right back.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Finishing this off, the veil of false religion is the sword of Damocles, and its power to control humanity defies even the imagination of tyrants who use it. This is not to say that George Washington was a traitor, willingly or knowingly. He was beguiled into a satanic religious order that insidiously controls men's minds. So have American statesmen and military leaders down through the years given aid and allegiance to the enemies of the United States because they did not have the knowledge of the invisible subterfuge that stalks this land. My eyes were open the day my colleague from Ohio handed me Wagner's Freemasonry and Interpretation. If every American would read it, they would no longer ask why and how this has happened. Who did that story?
Well, let me guess. That's not John Rarick, is it?
No, that would happen to be a one Senator Joe McCarthy.
That was Joe McCarthy.
And now, and how did the press and the media paint Joe McCarthy back in the 50s and the 60s when he was going after communists?
Of course, anti-Semitic.
There, bingo. And again, we're getting down to the nub of this. The communist influence and the socialist influence, even through our Democrat Party here in this country, where did that originate from, Ted?
Well, this whole thing, you see, goes clear back literally 2,000 years ago with the Pharisees and their Talmud and the Kabbalah, which make no bones about the fact that the rabbinic or Pharisaic Judaism has designs to overtake, conquer the nations, and it will use literally every means necessary to do that. It can include communism, socialism. It can include homosexuality, all forms of racial antagonism and warfare. Anything that can upset, overturn the established mores and values of society is fair game. And that's, of course, why we see at this very moment the ADL and the Employment Non-Discrimination Act in an attempt to literally overthrow our God-given right to be able to control our own property. You see, what this end of bill does is it says you don't really own your land, you don't really own your business. Your business is basically owned by the proletariat, by the masses out there that have been decreed to be the peons and the working slaves, the victims of the bourgeoisie capitalist oligarchy that is ruining the world and bringing about wars and oppression and all these kinds of things. And therefore, if a black or a homosexual or a Chicano wants to come to you and wants employment or wants to be free from any threat of being fired because of who they are, then your first obligation is not to your rights and to the preservation of the business that you have paid for in blood, sweat, and tears. Your first obligation is to the proletariat, the working masses. In the Bible,
you know what you just gave, don't you? You gave the classic definition of socialism, and that's where the government ownership of control of all means of production and all means of distribution or redistribution within a society.
Yes, yeah, and that's, as I mentioned earlier, that's why I was so troubled, even at age 17, I was not a segregationist, I was not anti-black, not a racist or whatever, but I could clearly see that this legislation was going to destroy the sovereignty of states' rights, but just as much it was going to destroy the God-given sovereignty of our private property to use in a way that we see best. And so what's happening now, of course, is the defamation, the desecration of private property is so advanced under this end of bill, they're going to force you to not only bring in homosexuals into your business and protect them there out of terror of being sued by them and becoming a federal hate criminal, but they're also going to force you as an employer, if you have a business of more than 15 employees, they're going to force you to let the proletariat in the form of voyeurs and sexual perverts literally come into your women's restrooms, your PE facilities, your women's showers, and defile your women, your girls, your maidens, whatever. Not only that, but this end of bill is a sword pointed straight at the churches of America. And I have written several emails documenting that the Jewish community, the liberal Jewish community in America, is even now pressuring Attorney General Eric Holder to use his authority, if end is passed, he can use his authority concerning how it is enforced, to extend that to churches in America so that churches would be forced to hire homosexuals in all non-spiritual positions, which could include camp counselors and others in a way that would allow the sodomites literally to penetrate into the sanctuaries of America.
Interesting terminology you used there. Ron in Maryland. Hello, Ron.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Hi.
I just want to bring something to your attention. I emailed you the article. I'm in Montgomery County, Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C., and the county council is known for being so far left-wing that they're off the charts. And in 2 years ago, one of the county council members introduced a bill that was originally framed as to prevent discrimination mm-hmm. against transgendered people mm-hmm. in housing and employment. And then the sponsor of the bill, Dutchie Trachtenberg, who had a transgendered person on her staff, added an amendment that would include public restrooms and public like fitness centers and things like that
right.
is part of the coverage. And everybody went ballistic in the county and opposed her. And I called up there and I talked to my council person. I said, so as I understand the way this bill is, somebody can have their six-year-old daughter go into a woman's restroom at Sears at Lake Forest Mall in Montgomery County, and a transgendered person can just state that they believe that they're a woman, even though they still have the genitalia of a man.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go in there and undress in front of that six-year-old girl. And my county council person told me that's correct under
yes,
the proposed
absolutely.
Bill. Mm-hmm. And then, so also, at a fitness center in Montgomery County, I said, so a male transgendered person who just thinks that they're going to turn into a woman can go into a fitness center, disrobe, and shower with women. And they said, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there was so much uproar that finally the county council people stripped that provision out, that amendment about the public accommodations. But
did they strip the city council friendly to this out of the city council?
What? No. What happened was, no, she's revered. This place is so left-wing, I can't even describe it. It's known, it's right north of Washington, D.C. It's known as probably the most liberal place. It's in the running with L.A. and New York City as far in Boston as far as being left-wing. And they didn't even discuss it when they voted on it. After they decided to strip that provision out, the vote on the county council was 8-0 unanimously. And they still got a bunch of public flack about it. But the fact is, had the public not stood up to it, which they did do, and there's a lot of progressive left-wing government workers in this county, but everybody just said, that's the line in the sand.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't even let your own six-year-old daughter go into a restroom in a Sears without worrying about a transvestite stripping naked there.
Well, try this one on for size. A yet-to-be-identified sexual predator shows up and says, hey, I'm going to have an operation next month. I'm going to become a woman. You got to let me in. And he's nothing but a pervert that likes to stare at naked little children.
Well, I asked my county council person, I said, what if a transgendered person in the future that states that the police show up, the parent calls the police, what can they be charged with under that law? My county council person said nothing, because all they have to do is make a statement to the police that they intend
yes.
to become a woman,
yeah.
and the police are powerless to charge him with a crime. And that's why everybody went ballistic, and they
okay.
stripped that part of
all
it
right.
out.
Okay, all right, Ron.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Ted.
All right, so the long and short of it is...
No, Ron, you hang on. Ted, go.
Oh, yeah. Well, Ron, I appreciate this very much, because I'm getting reports of this kind of thing going on all around the country. And it's not an accident, quite frankly, that the initiator of this in your city council there had the name Trachtenberg, which of course is Jewish. And these Jewish militants, Jewish supremacists, led and orchestrated by the Anti-Defamation League, Southern Poverty Law Center, ACLU, and so on, are all Jewish supremacist, Jewish activist organizations, which are part of this grand conspiracy that John was talking about earlier, to Judaize the world, to Judaize America, to strip us of our Christian values, heritage, morals, and so on. And they are going out, even while ENDA is hanging in balance in Congress, they are going out and they are getting these bathroom access laws open for transgenders in county councils, even on the state level throughout the country right now, working to bring an invasion of transgenders into the sanctity and the privacy of restroom shower facilities and so on. And, right now, let me just take this break before we diverge anymore. Let me give the toll-free number. We need some real action out of the people right now, because, as I have said, we're on a roll here. We've got 15 or more Democrats who are almost as revolted with this transgender provision as you and the rest of us here are.
And that, Ted, is a miracle unto itself. Okay, we'll take the break, come back on the other side. Put out the information that people need to act upon, and with heavy emphasis on act upon. We'll be right back.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we are back. Ted, what do the listeners need to do? By the way, I wanted to tell you something. We're expanding this network, and we're actively going after radio stations out there, and programming is going to be entirely Republic Broadcasting. So, Ted, in the future, and I'll tell you what, we've got a major target painted on our backside right now. Ooh, you just wait till we get out there to the generally dumb public, and I can see the lawsuits are coming, but, you know, that's not going to deter us because either we have the ability and the right to speak the truth in this country or we do not. And I don't care if somebody goes and finds a politically activist federal judge or not. We're going to move ahead. So
absolutely.
At any rate, Ted, your information about what people need to do on this end of deal?
Yes. I'd like people to get a pencil and a paper right now because in just a minute I'd like to read just slowly nothing but the names of these 13 crucial Democrats who are straddling the fence, particularly about this transgender provision. The toll-free number is 877-851-6437. Again, that's 877-851-6437. That'll take you to these 13 members of the United States Senate. Now, their names, actually, you can come to truthtellers.org, and right on our homepage, up on the right, is my latest article, it will have these names there. But in case you're
let me interject. In case you're listening by way of a radio station and you're in drive time, and
that's right.
Well, you can't write this down. You can just simply go to republicbroadcasting.org. We have got your story up there, and of course the links over to truthtellers.org.
Great.
Okay.
Well, here's the names now. Warner, W-A-R-N-E-R, Conrad, C-O-N-R-A-D, Dorgan, D-O-R-G-A-N, Johnson, that's Tim Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Rockefeller, Byrd, B-Y-R-D, Reed, R-E-I-D, Baucus, B-A-U-C-U-S, Nelson, that's Ben Nelson, N-E-L-S-O-N, Tester, T-E-S-T-E-R, Hagan, H-A-G-A-N, By, B-A-Y-H, and Brown, B-R-O-W-N. And here's what I would suggest you say, but you really don't have to say too much, because all the staffers are doing is just recording pro and con. But if you'd like to say something like this, it would probably give some good emotional impact there. Please tell the senator not to vote for the disgusting end of bill, and that number is S-1584. It would entitle male employees who claim they want to become a woman to use female restroom and shower facilities. We will never forgive the Democrats, especially at midterms, if the senator votes for this obscene legislation. And again, that statement is available at Truth Tellers or at Republic, your website, John. Even if you just want to say, please tell the senator not to vote for the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, that will be registered there. That will join perhaps thousands of others now who are calling in, expressing disgust with this, and holding back probably an equally heavy onslaught from the homosexual lobby as they are fighting hard to get this passed in the next couple of weeks.
And the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender activists are the ones that are making these phone calls into these senators that the good reverend just told you who they were. So go to republicbroadcasting.org. All the names are there, the toll-free number, the bill, the explanation of the bill. Folks, read it, and now you're able, and I hated to do this, but I eliminated the comments section to our news stories because people couldn't email the news stories over to a lot of people because some of the comments that were made on the comments section. So we have a small staff. I found myself policing the comments sections myself, and we don't have time for this. I mean, I really didn't have the time. So that story that's up on the website right now, you can email that to the Pope, and he wouldn't get too upset. So at any rate, yeah. All right. Hey, Ted, I appreciate it very much. I know you've been in the battle for a long time. I'm getting a little threadbare doing all the battling, so that means more people have to step up and lend a hand and lend your voice and support.
Absolutely.
There are too many of you still out there depending on too few of us to do too much with way, 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 way too little.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
So get involved.
Absolutely. You know, what I'm noticing is after the victory of the health care bill, there was tremendous disillusionment with the government and very, very much impatient with me for suggesting that there was any kind of legislative remedy left. Everybody seemed to be wanting violent revolution. But what I'm noticing in the last couple of weeks, in fact, the last 2 weeks, is people are flocking to my website, Truth Tellers, wanting the names of these Democrats, wanting to do something. I believe there's a new spirit of optimism, especially with all of these reports that Enda is in big trouble.
Hang on a second, Ted. I've got to take the break. We've got a couple of phone calls. So what I'm hearing you say, it's getting bad enough that even the inactive are now becoming active. Whereas before, we needed your help way before the emergency crisis stage, but I guess it's never too late. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, Rita in Texas. Hello, Rita.
Hello, John and Mr. Pike. Mr. Pike, I wanted to thank you very much for your efforts on the information that you're sharing. I was totally shocked. I'm very, very disgusted. And really, Mr. Pike, I'm at the point that where Congress is going, because my using restrooms, ladies' restrooms, I don't like the idea of these queers being in the same restroom. That is a very private domain as far as I'm concerned. And as far as violence is concerned, I think that this country was a lot more effective when the citizens got together and started tar and feathering some of these daggum jackasses. And as far as I'm concerned, this particular legislation is a sexual assault on women. I remember years ago, I when I was younger, I was helping my husband go through college, and I was working in a nightclub and did not know. I was very naive in my 20s. I didn't know there were what you call queers. But this facility had what they call female impersonators. And one of them came into the ladies' restroom. I did not know that's what it was, but I know my experience in the restroom was I was adjusting my skirt, which there's certain private things a woman can do in ladies' room. And this thing was staring at me. And I never forgot that. And and the other thing too, Mr. Pike, is I understand there's scientific evidence to show that men and women are biologically different. Men have certain chromosomes that women don't have.
That's right.
They're just different. And all this crap that is going on in, you know, really right now, I'm in places where I absolutely avoid any entanglement with these queers. I think these perverts, I think they need to be arrested. I don't think they need to be honored, and I'm really disgusted with it all.
All right, Rita.
Well, Rita,
your point.
Don't go to your gun, go to your telephone, and come to Truth Tellers or Republic website, get those names, get those calls going.
Thank you for your call, Rita.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I'm not going to discourage anybody to do what they need to do in order to protect themselves. Government, this thing is an effort to use force against the American people, Mr. Pike. This is absolutely disgusting. And so I want to thank you for your efforts. Yes, I'll use a telephone. But I also believe if this keeps on going, I probably am going to be armed with something. Indelible ink, hat pin, I don't care. But if I see one of those daggum perverts in a restroom where I'm at, I can assure you I am not going to stand and do nothing. That is absolutely horrible. It's evil. It's perverted. It's un-American. And I'm praying right now that God will destroy every daggum Jew in this country that's behind
Rita,
the assault on Christianity.
We got it. Okay, calm down. Calm down, my dear. We got it. You're starting to sound like me when I get into one of my rants. Russ in Texas. Hello, Russ. Hello.
Hi, John. Are you there?
Hi, yeah. Go ahead.
Terrific. Thank you. Well, you know what? I don't want her to calm down. I want everybody else to get as irate as she is. God bless her.
Well, and you know what? We are entering into, unfortunately, in this country, Russ, well, we have the hate crime laws passed. You know, Reverend Ted Pike was in on this deal, and he was probably one of the key people, not probably, he was, with pushing this hate crime legislation back because he knew exactly what it was designed to do, and that was to silence the good people in this country that weren't going to go into this acceptance and tolerance mode. Just as Rita expressed here, she is more than hopping mad because this stuff is being foisted and forced down her throat, and she does not like it. We have now have a situation in this country where, well, political speech or anything else is now regulated by the government. And
no,
Ted,
I just wish people in this country would get off the fluoride tab.
Well, just stop depending on other people, thinking that you're lending support by just listening and lending a friendly ear and absorbing what's being said without even getting involved. There, like I said, Russ, there have been too many people for too damn long that have done nothing.
Well, that's why I called, John. I wanted to, I'm sorry I don't have a question or a comment
that's
for
okay.
Ted.
That's all right.
But, I wanted to call and remind you that I haven't heard you say anything about Pastor Manning's trial in New York, the CIA Columbia Obama Sedition and Treason trial, which starts tomorrow. This is an opportunity for people
does.
To stand up.
I got it. We'll do.
Okay, I'd encourage you to have him on as a guest maybe sometime between now and the time it's over.
The problem is that he's going to be very busy with his trial, and his program runs at the same time mine does. That's the problem. That's why, we've got him on the network from 4 a.m. to 7 a.m. Monday through Friday. Okay.
Put him on as a simulcast for 30 minutes.
All right. Thank you, Russ.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Well, Reverend, I appreciate you coming on the program. And again,
thank you.
The website, truthtellers.org, or if you're someplace and you can't remember that, republicbroadcasting.org. The whole story is there. Contact numbers, names, websites, connectivity is all right there. Reverend, man. By the way, your wife, I think we have a very nice picture of you and your wife on the website.
Good.
All righty. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate what you've been doing, not only for America, but for truth, justice, and the American way, man. It's slipping by rather quickly.
Thank you so much, John. God
right.
bless.
Okay, you too. You want me to refresh my screen? Okay. Well, first, let me do this. And this kind of ties in perfectly with the entire program today. Americans are awakening to our awful situation. America's founding fathers were students of human nature and how influential people and governments have dealt with human nature throughout the history of this world. In nearly every case, the founders discovered that powerful people have nearly always sought to gain mastery over others, whether by force or by slow, deceptive means. Power-hungry individuals have sought to thrust themselves into positions where they can control the lives, liberty, and property of others. The distaste for this kind of control is what led Thomas Jefferson to proclaim, "I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal vigilance against every form of tyranny over the mind of men." Now, generally, this kind of power, which tends to pander to the pretended needs of the masses and thereby invades the unalienable rights of individuals, is known as socialism. The many faces of socialism, the classic definition of socialism is simply this: government ownership or control of all means of production and all means of distribution in a society. Now, in order to achieve these objectives, socialists throughout history have used different types of strategies and tactics depending on how much power they have and what they can get or force people to accept. But their ultimate goal of total control remains the same. Now, here are the main kinds of socialism that have been used. Communism is the international revolutionary socialism. It uses the tactics of terrorism, violence, subversion, and propaganda against other nations as though it were at war with them. Even while pretending to work for peace, it exerts all of its resources preparing for war. Nazism is national socialism. The system is designed to set up a socialist military dictatorship in one country at the time. In Germany, the word Nazi was an abbreviation for national socialism. Fascism is a form of national socialism, which was set up in Italy under Benito Mussolini. He told the people that they could keep their property, but the government would just tell them what to do with it. Democratic socialism seeks to achieve its goals by peaceful means. Its purpose is to acquire control of the means of production and distribution with the people's consent. The Democrat socialists found that they could only achieve this by appealing to individual economic groups. For example, farmers were told that they would be bailed out if their crops failed. Factory workers were told they could share the profits of the factory. And the businesses are told that they control certain industries so as to limit competition. Fabian socialism is closely related to Democrat socialism. It is a deliberately deceptive method of getting socialist control over the people and their property while pretending to be merely helping the unfortunate. Every crisis or emergency is used as an excuse to greatly increase taxes. It constantly emphasizes that people should look to government to solve the problems of the poor, the sick, the unemployed, the elderly, the young, the bankrupt, the undereducated, and the underprivileged, etc., etc. And that past paragraph has particularly valid points in today's society, does it not? There's also constant emphasis on the transfer of power from the individual to the local government, and then from the local government to the federal government. The process of nibbling away at the constitutional structure of freedom and property rights is called gradualism. The name Fabian comes from a Roman general named Fabius, who became famous for his ability to win wars by whittling away the forces of his enemies a little at a time. The cynical sense of humor on the Fabian socialists is demonstrated in their coat of arms, which is a wolf in sheep's clothing. It was almost exclusively the tactics of the Democrat and the Fabian socialist, which were used to drastically change political and economic structure of both England and the United States. The founders considered socialism a serious threat to freedom. The founding fathers recognized the principles of socialism as a deadly threat to the inalienable rights of life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. Samuel Adams pointed out why they had tried to make the principles of socialism unconstitutional. He said this: "The utopian schemes of leveling," and that being the redistribution of wealth, folks, and the community of goods, that being the central ownership of all means of production and distribution, are as visionary and impracticable as those which vest all property in the crown. He then went on to say that these ideas are arbitrary, despotic, in our own government, unconstitutional. Thomas Jefferson anticipated the day when the government would seek to excuse heavy taxation on the basis that it was necessary to help the poor. He said, "If we can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of taking care of them, they must then become happy." Americans have fallen for the deceptive slogans of socialism. When the founders of the NCCS, W. Cleon Skousen, was working closely with J. Edgar Hoover in the FBI, he was assigned to study the reports of congressional investigating committees concerning the attempts by socialists, including communists, to infiltrate the government and culture of the United States. He also became personally acquainted with and read many of the writings of former socialists who exposed the inner workings and philosophy of those trying to push America toward socialism of one kind or another. Because of his in-depth knowledge, he was only one of the few allowed by Mr. Hoover to speak publicly for the FBI on this subject. These congressional records are available for all Americans to study and see for themselves the devastating inroads that have been made upon the liberties of our people. The series students will furthermore see how many well-meaning citizens have become involved in pushing forward the socialist program without even realizing it. These citizens have become converted to socialist objectives because they accepted superficial socialist slogans. Soon they were thinking precisely the way the socialist wanted them to think. Now, I've gone through the communist goals before, but these, and again, folks, this whole thing was set up between capitalist and communist. You take the two extremes, and then you come up with something that, well, in light of all these goings-on, I guess we've got to be reasonable. And then somewhere in the middle between those two extremes, therein lies your socialist ideals. And that is exactly the form of governance the New World Order people are pushing for, and more importantly, the bankers, of which, and it is undeniable, and anybody that seeks to deny this, I will call them a flat-out liar to their face, were Jews. Joe in Virginia. Hello, Joe.
Hey, John. Where do these people come from?
I could probably offer a few explanations, but probably I would have to redact it for air purposes.
Well, just a private conversation we had. You still think we're at 60-40? You think that went up a notch with that lady that was all upset about not being able to adjust her skirt in the bathroom? Anyway, I wanted to let Reverend Pike know. He got off the air, but I was at one of our terminals the other day in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I'll refrain from saying the business, but they have a Wi-Fi system for all of us who want to use our laptops. And I went to the National Prayer Network and found that the network manager for that terminal had listed it as inappropriate speech.
Inappropriate speech.
And then I went, found out who the network manager was, and I found out the person was a flaming homosexual, and then I knew why.
Yeah, well, you set them up as the gatekeepers. Guess what they're going to try to keep out?
Yeah, they're just as bad as the federal judges.
There you go.
Anyway, I wanted to let you know that everything is doing well out here, and I had some good news the other day. I walked into a truck stop. There was a young lady behind the counter, and they were talking a little bit of politics, and I looked at the girl. I said, "Well, I hope you love socialism because you're going to live to see it." And she looked at me. She said, "Not if my vote counts, it won't." She was about 20 years old.
Good for her.
And
you know why this generation has been left woefully behind, don't you? Is because we eliminated the teachings of our great constitutional form of government in the schools.
Well, I believe it's starting to pick up, and I don't know exactly where it's coming from, except, you know, we're trying to direct people to your website and your radio station, and I believe that some of these people are starting to get more and more curious as they see the Tea Party rallies, And I don't know the inroads to these Tea Party managers or who controls these certain groups, but if they're listening today, I hope they'll plan another rally in Washington, D.C. and host Jim Traficant as the speaker.
All righty.
And you have a good day.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your call.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, and let me just demonstrate as the program winds up today for this Thursday what these, and they were often touted as the communist goals, but as I said, communism and capitalism were to be the two extremes, so in order to be, and to get into that mode as reasonableness, I think is the word that's used, that we will have our socialism. Well, how many of these things do you recognize out of the planks of the Communist Manifesto, and its goals were worldwide socialism? Permit free trade between all nations, regardless of socialist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. And you can scratch, scratch, scratch when the term socialism or socialist is put in, communist, it's one and the same. Let me see. Oh, yeah. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. Do away with all loyalty oaths. What are we finding police and judges not swearing to? Oh, that's right. I swear I'll protect and defend the yes. Yeah, let's do away with that. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current socialist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of the teachers' associations. Put the party line in the textbooks. Gain control of the student newspapers. Use student riots to foment public protest against programs or organizations which are under socialist attack. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book reviews, assignments, editorial writing, policy-making decisions. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, motion pictures. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings, substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. Eliminate all laws concerning and governing obscenity by calling them censorship, and a violation of free speech and of free press. Break down the cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, television. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Is this ringing true? I hope it is. Are you listening? Because these are some of the signs of America today. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. Well, guess who promoted that deal, and it's now the law of the land. ACLU, early 60s. Before that, there was no separation of church and state because there didn't have to be. There did not have to be. And if you read our Constitution and the subsequent writings surrounding that, it was to prevent a state or government-run religion. And they twisted that all to hell and back. Prayer in school? You're seeing the ACLU cases, aren't you? Oh, that's right. They're there for civil rights. All humanitarian to these bunch of crooked communist card-carrying lawyers. I cannot tell you the disdain I have for the American Civil Liberties Union. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the grounds that it was only a minor part of the bigger picture. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the culture, education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, ad nauseum. Eliminate all laws and procedures which interfere with the operation of the socialist apparatus. What did we just see with the abomination, the Obamacare? Clearly, people did not want that. So what did our elected leaders in Washington do? Ignored the mandate of the American people and went ahead and did it anyhow. And who was the majority of that? And this is not a free pass on you supposed Republicans that are Republicans in name only, that were supposed to stand for something more than fiscal conservatism. You're just as bad, as in my estimation, as the Democrats in this country. So don't think you're getting a free pass because you got a big R there. You ain't getting none from me. Start acting as if you stand for something. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. Well, that ain't going to happen. But I'll tell you what they did do. In the vernacular of today's society, and you'll catch it on the news, and when you hear it, it'll click. Well, don't you know that this Joseph McCarthy, he was a nut. Oh, that's just McCarthyism. They came up with their own ism for this guy. And what was he doing? Going after the communist in the 50s. That's what he was doing. Oh, and you know what that evolved into? He didn't go after Jews. He didn't say, I'm here to get you Jews. He was going after the communism in this country and the people that support it and the organizations that were fostering it, leaking into politics. Who then termed the phrase that, well, he was anti-Semitic. You seeing the distinction here? Joe McCarthy never went after Jews. He went after the communists. Most of the communists just happened to be Jews. So who screamed the loudest? Well, let me refer you back to one of the other goals here, infiltrate the press, gain the key positions in radio, television, motion pictures, all the writings, newspaper editorials, and there it is. Do you see what's happened to us in this country? And what is the best way to hoodwink the youth of America? You stop teaching the Constitution, the Republic, property, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and on it goes. And when that vacuum is there, guess what the school system itself is there designed to do? And that's to fill these empty little heads with a little socialist agenda. And they have been doing it year after year. This is why I have admonished parents before. You don't even crack your kids' books. You don't pay attention to what's going on. You're just using the school system. Well, I pay taxes for it. You were using them as a convenient dumping ground. Because, you know, you were just relieved of the responsibility of babysitting for 6 or 8 hours a day. And you wouldn't show up at the parents' teachers' meetings. You wouldn't get into these teachers. You then wouldn't go, my God, God forbid, you wouldn't go to the school boards and then on to the state school agencies. You'd never do that because you wouldn't even go to a parent-teacher association meeting. So now you sit and complain because things are all so wrong, but you all remained all so disconnected and also lazy about it all, haven't you? Well, welcome to the world that you helped create. But it's not too late. You're not dead yet. You still have a mind, you still have a heart, and you still have the love for this country. Act like it. Get involved. That'll do it for us today. Thank you for being here. We shall see you tomorrow. With recent